are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In today's edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And we're going to talk about a rescheduled concert. Joining me is Ron Smith. And Ron, you brought someone along with you this morning.
Did. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Joining me is Pastor Sharon Ball, and she is the chaplain out at the women's prison.
And the concert, of course, originally
was meant to be before Christmas.
It was. Mother Nature had other plans.
It sure did.
But you've got a date this weekend, and tell us about this great concert, and we'll tell everybody what it's going to benefit to.
I sure will. Thank you. Our concert is this coming Sunday at 2:00 at First Methodist here in Pier, 117 North Central, and we encourage everybody to come. That Sunday is actually the end of the Christmas season, so we are in the Christmas season still.
Wonderful.
The music is all Christmas-themed. Jeff Specht, our vocalist, wanted to learn some contemporary and some new music, so we've learned some beautiful contemporary Christmas music as well as traditional. Lori Hall is joining us with her bells, and that is always, always fun to watch and see her share her bell music. And also joining us this year is Andrew Wolf, who is a woodwind flute player here in the Pier area. And he is fantastic, a real joy to work with, and will be a wonderful addition to the concert with his Christmas music that we're going to share.
Yeah, a little bonus with it being, you know, pushed back. Now you're able to add Andrew in, and you know, just another bonus for the show.
That is correct. That is correct. So we sure invite everyone to come. There is no charge, no reservations. We encourage, if people would like to give a donation to the Church of Hope, which is at the women's prison. We are very fortunate with our two concerts each year to be able to share a very large check with the Church of Hope. And we know that it goes to a great place and to a great cause. And then after the concert, we'll have a meet and greet with cookies and bars and all those things in the narthex of the church.
Very nice.
Parking is getting better as the snow has melted.
Excellent.
So that's great to see. And of course, there's plenty of space for those people who still might want to social distance.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the hand sanitizer, all those things available also. So the church is a very safe and beautiful, beautiful space to share music in.
Absolutely. And Pastor Sharon, how are things going on there at the Church of Hope?
We just finished our Christmas parties. Those as well had to be delayed due to the blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
So we had those on Saturday night and Sunday night. The women loved those. We had a Santa Claus come from Burke, South Dakota, and Mrs. Claus came with him. And it was wonderful. They loved it. About 500 women in the main prison. And, between the main prison and the work center. So all of the gifts, donations that people give are going to, a very worthy cause.
That is great to hear. And, of course, with these concerts, what types of things do you use the donations for to help the women?
Well, certainly one of the things the donations are used for are the Christmas goodie bags, which are a huge, huge hit.
Right.
The most popular item this year being the chapstick. The second most popular, the real toothpaste. And that was a delight to see the women enjoy those. Some of them, that's the only Christmas they get.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, part of it goes to fund my salary. Part of it goes for counseling resources. And, we are very frugal and very definitive about our budget and how we invest your money. Yes.
Absolutely. And that's why it's great to have these types of fundraisers, you know, when it comes to the concerts, to, you know, to help out and to make sure, you know, you can provide the things that you need, both, you know, giving them your time and, like you said, the goodie bags and some of those types of things.
Yes. Historically, people have been very generous in their giving at the Christmas concert, and we thank you. We thank you.
Fantastic. So, Ron, things get underway at 2:00. Of course, we encourage folks to get there a little early, find a good spot.
Yep.
And it's just going to be a wonderful time.
It is. A great afternoon of music and a great way to end the Christmas season here in Pier. Normally, our concert starts out the Christmas season in Pier, but this year we'll be closing out the Christmas season in Pier.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for stopping by today. Have a wonderful day. Looks like we are going to escape the storm, which is good, so we can get the concert in and enjoy a little bit more Christmas music before we wrap it all up.
Yes.
That's correct. And thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Always good to have you here. Don't miss it. This Sunday, 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church. 2 o'clock is when it gets underway, so get there a little early so you can find a good spot and enjoy all the great music and help wrap up the Christmas season and help out the Church of Hope at the South Dakota Women's Prison. There is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate.